Hugh Daniels is the emergency manager for the city. He says the shakeout started in earthquake-prone California, but now has spread worldwide and notably here in Utah, where nearly a million people participated in the shakeout on Thursday morning. The reason is simple, he says. We live on a massive fault line, and the potential of an earthquake is very real.
We do live in earthquake land. We have a very large fault, the Wasatch Fault, that runs basically from Ogden down to Provo along the front of the mountains. It's actually why we have mountains here. So we haven't had a big earthquake in this area in a long time.
The last significant earthquake in Utah was in 1962 in Cache Valley. That one measured a magnitude 5.5. Some seismic experts say the Wasatch is overdue for a quake. Daniel says if a high-magnitude earthquake hit the Wasatch front, it wouldn't be quite as strong along the Wasatch back.
A big earthquake like a 7.0 in the Wasatch front is probably about a 5.6 to a 5.8 up here in Park City. We're not exactly sure how it'll go through the mountains, so we won't have as much wholesale damage as I think they will have in the valley. But we will have damage, particularly in Old Town. A lot of our town has been built since the mid-70s, so that's when earthquake building laws came into effect. And we've done a lot of retrofit in older buildings, but we still have a lot of risk in our community. And we're pretty concerned about losing, you know, our transportation corridors. And not so much from losing bridges, but from landslides. So we may not have I-80 or 189 or 84 to use for a period of time.
With that in mind, all residents need to develop their own emergency plan.
Nowhere in the city's or the county's emergency plans does it say we're coming to your house and bringing you water and bringing you food and bringing you blankets. That could happen over a period of time, but it's not going to happen right away. And so citizens have to think about, you know, who do we call? Who's our central operator somewhere out of the area? Is it, you know, Aunt Mildred in Florida or, you know, an uncle up in Boise? Where do we meet if we can't get home? You know, in the morning, Dad goes one way, Mom goes somewhere else, kids go another direction. If something happens that's large, like an earthquake, where do we meet up if we can't get home? If those roads are blocked, you know, we often go to our neighbor's house. Well, if we can't get to the neighbor's house, where else are we going to meet up?
Daniel says storing food and water is crucial.
It's making sure we have food and water for at least, you know, 3 to 7 days. It's a gallon of water per person per day, plus pets, and that doesn't include cooking or sanitation. What do we have out in the garage as far as things that we can eat for a while?
Drop, cover, and hold on is the rule for earthquakes, and find something solid and strong to take cover under.
Preferably a heavy desk as opposed to a folding card table, or up against a wall, kind of away from things. You want to drop, you want to cover your head and neck to protect yourself from things that fall. You want to hold on. Earthquakes can shake, they can roll, they can do all sorts of different things. They can go as long as a minute or two, which will seem like an eternity.
In case of an emergency, Daniel says residents should tune into KPCW for public information.
We count on KPCW because so many people in this area also count on KPCW to get their news and information. That's one reason you have that big old generator out in back. We'll start feeding you information through our public information officer as soon as we can to get information out into the community. Eventually, you probably will have the emergency broadcast system kick in, but it doesn't happen instantaneously because things are happening. People are still under their desks. They're trying to figure out what kind of damage is going on. They're doing assessments. They're pulling all their crews together. But at some point, you'll get some regional information. The valley in a 7.0 is in a world of hurt, in all honesty. When you look at the hazardous reports, it talks about 2,600 fatalities, 30,000 injured, 60,000 buildings uninhabitable, loss of half of the hospitals. It'll be unbelievably more serious than it is up here.
That's Park City's emergency manager, Hugh Daniels. He says there's a checklist on shakeout.org/Utah, FEMA, or the Red Cross websites of things you need to do to be prepared. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.